Oh man, I heard that cat open up the podcast.
Dude, the best thing in the world is that she didn't meow the entire time, and then once the podcast started, she's like,
Yo, I'll
I
tell you
hear
this
the
right
intro.
now. I'm in no mood for that fucking cat.
Yeah, dude, this might be the last podcast ever.
If we were doing this podcast in real life, like I was sitting at one end of the table and you were sitting at the other end of the table, and that cat jumped on the table, I'd pick up that fucking cat and kick it across the room.
Too quick. She's too quick.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I've
She's
seen that.
too cat-like.
I've seen that cat. I've seen that cat fucking walk around lazy.
Yeah,
No.
it's actually the like the stumpy one. So
This is a
you'd catch
Canadian cat. Get out of here.
it.
I
So, where have you been?
don't know, man.
Yeah.
I got lost in the Arctic. I was on a submarine.
Oh, didn't a submarine actually go missing?
It? That was me.
Yeah. Oh,
I was
just
in the
recently,
Arctic.
I
Yeah, I was
think.
on the submarine. We were studying phytoplankton. And
Only reason I know that is from SpongeBob.
some shit went down. We got lost and couldn't find our way back. And here I am.
Did you hear about that submarine that went missing?
No. No,
I think
man,
they
I
had
haven't.
until.
I've been underwater for a month. I haven't. No Wi-Fi down there.
Dang, I forgot to check the story. I think they had till Friday. They knew they had enough oxygen until Friday, and then if they
Oh
didn't find them
man,
after that, it was like,
I don't mean to make
yeah.
light of this situation, but I've been watching a lot of X-Files lately, and that was the first thing that popped
Yeah.
into my head.
Oh, X-Files. I could not get on board with X-Files because of the like, so
Because
the main
you don't.
story only comes in every once in a while, or what?
Yeah, that's actually kind of a pain in the ass about the show because it's kind of like it shows like random stories, and then there's like a and then there's like the thread that like
Yeah.
every couple episodes it pops up. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
'cause I
right.
got
That
hooked, but
that's a little frustrating because you want to like on the one hand I like it because it's very like it's got like that anthology vibe where it's just like oh this is a crazy different story, but then like when they do the stuff of like the thread that kind of runs through the whole series, then you're just like you get hooked in it and you're like, yo, why do I have to watch this guy that's got like a lizard tongue? I want to know what happened to Mulder's sister, you know?
And then is the thread reliant on like all the other episodes?
Yeah.
Meaning like, oh, so it's not even like you could just like skip
I mean
the
you
next 2 weeks.
can. You can like skip like some of the random ones where it's just like they'll do like some like crazy alien thing where it's like Mulder learns about this and Scully does this or whatever. And then like the next episode is just like a Girl Scout troop ended up in a tree and nobody knows why. Let's go figure it out, you
Yeah.
know?
Well, when I say I got hooked on it, I watched the first episode and I was like, this is gonna be the best. And then when I found out that it was like not gonna be the main story,
Yeah.
I was like, I'm out. I can't commit to this.
I never watched it when it was on TV. Because I thought it was like some like Dungeons and Dragons shit, which like not like it was that style, but it was just kind of like in that world of like people who had interests of stuff like that. Like I had a few friends that would watch it, and they were like, they were into shit that I just wasn't into, magic cards or whatever, you know?
Magic the Gathering
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
yeah. And I was
Yeah.
just like, this is not for me. Lord of the Rings falls in that category. Star
Dude, I
Wars
love
falls
Lord
in.
of the Rings, man.
Yeah, I don't like any of that.
But
That like,
I can't get behind most like Game of Thrones. I mean, I watched it, but I can't get behind it.
yeah, me neither. I watched it because I just felt like I had to.
Yeah.
I felt like the universe pressured everyone to watch that show, and only some people actually liked it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That
When that show
kind of.
started, shit, we talked about this before, I think, but like when that show started that first season. All those episodes were real boring except for the last 10 minutes, and then you'd watch the last 10 minutes, be like, yo, that shit was so good, and then you would watch the next episode, and then it would just be like 50 minutes of boring, and then just like the end would be cool.
I feel like all TV shows were like that, though.
Nope. Lots of TV shows are
Oh,
really
what are you
good
gonna
the whole
say?
way through.
Sopranos?
Yeah,
Sopranos?
Sopranos is good from start to finish.
Friends.
I mean, when Friends was on TV, I'm not gonna say I didn't enjoy it. I used to watch it.
Yeah, but if you like watch back,
I don't
I
know
mean,
if I
I
could watch it
yeah.
now.
Oh, you couldn't. You couldn't.
I think I tried once and I was just like,
Yeah, like where Seinfeld holds up.
Yeah.
Friends just is like, what am I watching?
I haven't been able to go back and watch Seinfeld yet either, because I just feel like it's like too much and too frantic to be able to revisit.
Like life is too much now and too frantic?
No. Well, yeah, but I feel like the show is just like there's, because that show was on for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't know if, I don't know. There's nothing, it doesn't appeal to me as much as when I watched it when it was on TV and I loved it. Like, I just like have no desire to go back and watch it.
Did you watch, I think we talked about this before. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Nah, because that second season at the beginning is like so depressing that we just like stopped watching it. We were like, this is not what we want.
So you got to the overdose?
I don't know. Oh. I have no fucking idea. He got cancer. His son was gonna miss him. His wife was having. I don't know, man. It's fucking sad.
It's definitely sad. Yeah. Yeah, I it's one of my favorite shows. I watched it. I'm watching it for a third time right now.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm real into this X-Files thing right now. So like, whenever I try to get the little one to sleep and she's just not there, I just put on the X-Files and then she passes out. So I've been.
She loves the X-Files too.
No, she falls asleep on it.
Oh yeah, so she hates it.
Yeah.
So but she agrees.
I've like gotten really into it, so I'm in that mode, you know.
So we haven't done one of these for like a month.
Apparently, it's a month. I thought it was like a week. I thought we missed.
I thought we were still on topic. Yeah, I thought we're still hitting the streak here.
I looking back on the last month, and I don't know how we're even alive.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm very tired.
I don't think I'm as tired as you, but
because you have just stupid cats and I have children.
Yeah. If I had children, I don't think I'd be able to do it.
No, it's been tiring. It's been tiring, and it just like work is a lot of deadlines and stuff like that. I've been doing. It feels like 7 days a week, 20 plus hours a day. It feels like I've been going.
Yeah.
Kids get me up before 7. I finish work at 3 a.m. every day.
Well, Ugly Books is a thing.
Ugly Books. Ugly Books has put a smile on my face, though. Yo, you want to see something sick? This is
Yeah.
If you're listening at home, you can't see this, but I drew on the cover of the very first Ugly Book.
Oh, Ugly good. Books That's sick. Today. That double O is nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's so the cool thing about Ugly Books, if you guys don't know, is this notebook company that we made. So we've been using pocket notebooks for years and years, and I think we've talked about this before. And it's just, you know, we've gone through everything. We just like weren't happy with what was out there. So we're like, fuck it, let's make our own. And I did this thing, you know, I started doing this a couple of years ago. Actually, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago at this point. And I had all these ideas for the notebooks, but like I couldn't find someone to make them. The things I was trying to do was just too expensive. I was never going to be able to make them affordable for anybody to actually buy to use in the way that I wanted to use them. So finally, maybe like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago or so, I finally was just like, maybe we do it and simplify it and do it like this. And then you and I kind of got back into it.
We talked about it like every night, I feel like.
Yeah, like last year we really got into it and we were just like, yo, what if we do this? What if we do this? And all these kinds of things. So we got a bunch of us got together, put our heads together and figure out how to make it happen. And it's actually happening. It's the real deal. And they're coming out in May and they're awesome and they're really fun. And I'll give you guys like a quick idea of what they are. There's two separate sizes for these. And it's like, if you look at like a regular pocket notebook and then you look at the Ugly Books, they're like, you can see if you're watching, you can see the difference in size. So like a regular one, they're all like every pocket notebook company makes the same size. Ours is like 1/4 inch bigger on both sides. Cause like that little bit of extra really does go a long way.
And that's what they say.
Hey, that's what they say. And then we have like the bigger ones, which is basically the same pocket notebook size, but like twice as wide. So you can have like landscape style, which is really nice. And that's about 8 inches long. So that one's really awesome too. And the paper is super, super, super high quality stuff. The covers are a little heavier. The interior guts are a little heavier, and we left all printing off of these things. So there's no rules. There's no dots. There's no grids. There's none of that. It's just like pure, clean, open. And we left the covers blank too, so that you can put your own shit on the cover, stickers, drawings, paintings, whatever. And then only the back has a logo on it, which is nice. So we kind of kept it like as minimal as we could. And then even just like, dude, like on the first page, drawing in Sharpie, which is awesome. This is the first ugly book ever being drawn in. And, you can see like the Sharpie barely even goes through the paper, which is great.
Yo, that's so sick too. Specifically that.
Yeah.
The colored interior.
So that's the thing too. So the whole point of ugly books is that it's just all these different colors. So different color guts, different color covers, mixed and match combinations and stuff, like, you know, just as a means of kind of keeping you creative and just, you know, putting a little life in your day, you know. So it's just like you can have an orange page on one day, you can do yellow on another day. We even have like black pages and stuff, so you can draw in like white chalk pencil. They're super sick and just like really fun to draw in, because it gives you like a forced reason to do something different. So that's been keeping us busy for sure.
Man, that's so exciting.
It is.
Seeing that first page is awesome.
Man, dude, they're so nice to just draw in and just play around with, because it's having like a reason to just like draw with like a white chalk pencil or a black Sharpie, or, you know, like just like a colored whatever. So nice. It really, and I'm not like tooting my own horn or whatever. Like, this is just something that I wanted to try, and I ended up trying it and I loved it. And then we talked about, you know, the group of us talked about like, is this possible? Is it doable? And they're super sick. They're really fun.
Yeah. I feel like we were talking about, originally, like specifically just like black interiors.
Yeah.
Just because how often do you want to draw in white? Like, I'm constantly like on the cover of a book doing in white and being like, I wish I could.
Yeah.
Follow that through the book.
Well, the funniest thing is like how many people have tried to do this like chalkboard shit, right? Where it's just like they draw in pencil and then they bring it into Photoshop and invert it, so it looks like they're drawing in white. Like, why not just draw in white? You know? Yeah,
man, I just did a magazine chalkboard typography thing where I inverted it. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't look like chalkboard, but
it's just like, why not? You know, like it's amazing. You know, like when you actually just get like a white chalk pencil and you just sit there and draw, and it just feels so good. Like it looks super sick. You know,
that's the weird thing is like, for life drawing, life drawing, portraits, things like that, I can see how you would want a white piece of paper. But like when I'm doing design, it's almost like it's never going to look like that. Most likely, unless it's like going on a white t-shirt or something, but it's like, I want to see what it's going to look like on color.
Well, like in this book, and for instance, right, it's got like this kind of almost like an army green kind of color cover. And it's got this like sweet potato orange almost for the guts. And on the cover, I used a black Sharpie, a white chalk pencil, and then a bronze Sharpie as like a drop shadow.
Yeah.
And it looks sick. And then on the inside, I used a black Sharpie, a white charcoal pencil, a red colored pencil, and then a regular pencil. And those all came out sick too.
Yeah.
So it's like you could do so much with these. And you can draw like you know, like you could see this just like it's notes, it's illustration, you know, they're just fun. They're fun to draw with, and that's the whole point.
You know what? What's funny about this is like that's kind of the goal of like all of those like little memo books, is like trying to make like dotted lines and like trying to make it like easier, life better. But like I'm so well, you know, I'm saying this, but this feels fun.
The whole point of it is just too. It's like when I kind of discovered how to make my illustration work better was when I discovered how to make it feel not so important. You know, like I would buy moleskins all the time. And the, you know, when you get that big leather bound book and it's so beautiful and the pages are creamy and this and that, you just like, you don't even want to put a single mark on that thing. Cause you're just like, this is, if I'm not Leonardo da Vinci, this thing's going to be garbage, you know? But like, when I started just like pulling pages out of the printer and just drawing on them and just not giving a shit about what they're worth, and it's just easy to throw out that way. Like that's when I realized, there's something to illustrating without a safety net, you know, just being like, fuck it. Like whatever I'm going to draw, I'm going to draw. And if I crash and burn, it'll be cool. And then, you know, that's kind of what I started to enjoy about pocket notebooks too, is that they were, they felt cheap, you know? Yeah. So like, this is just kind of like a step up. It's still not like, elevated enough to make you to make you feel intimidated. I think the colors actually kind of bring you in and make you want to just experiment with them, and that's kind of the whole idea, is just like bring a little bit of that like childlike, you know, wonder into experimenting and just like trying something new and seeing how it feels. And it's nice to have a little something different there, you know. And they're still kind of like the same. They're close enough in size where you can still kind of, you know, throw them in your pocket and stuff like that, or probably put them in like, you know, if you have like one of those leather bound covers or whatever you throw your notebooks in, they'll still fit in most of those. So that's nice, but it gives you a little bit more room width wise and height. And we kept the corners really, really tight. So they're not square, but they're like super, super, unrounded. Like there's a little bit of rounding on them, but just so they don't poke you. Like that's one of the things with some of these pocket notebooks too. They got these big fat round corners, and if you get down to like the bottom right corner or something like that, you run out of room, and it's just like super frustrating. So there's none of that either.
Yo, in 5 years when you have these stacked up with all your doodles and stuff like that, beautiful.
I can't wait.
Just a whole bunch of different colors.
It's imagine how cool that would look.
That's gonna be so exciting.
And that's one of the other reasons too, as we were talking about too, especially with like 2020 and everyone kind of like reflecting on what life is and everything. And you kept breaking my chops about how I don't draw notebooks anymore. And you're just like, but what are your kids gonna have when you're gone, you know? And that just that alone like really appealed to my sense of like ephemera, you know, and just like having something to leave behind. So it's I'm super psyched on these. And it's like one of those things too where it's just like I think I was telling you this the other day, like when we had the t-shirt company, when we had CXXVI, and when we first started doing trade shows, we would go to trade shows because we figured that's how you have to sell the brand. And people would come up to us, buyers, and they'd be like, "So why should we buy your t-shirts?" And we'd be like, "I don't know, cuz it's a fucking cool t-shirt. I don't know what to tell you."
This one's nylon.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know, because the t-shirt you're wearing sucks. Like, buy this one instead. I don't know. But, like, this is, like, there's, like, a reason for this. And it's cool to be able to just, like, confidently be, like, because they're fun and they're exciting and they kind of, like, inspire different ideas. And, a good portion of them have colored insides, but a good portion of them also have varying levels of white insides also. So you can get like a light gray, you can get like a cream, you can get a white, like there's all these different types of white insides too. So you kind of are able to switch it up and mix and match if you want also, which is nice. So like once you, if you we have some really sick, you know, reds and shit like that.
Yeah.
So if you're like eyeballs are finally melting out, you know, you switch over to like a cream or something like that, or like a bone, you know.
You know what though? The nice thing is with paper, my eyes melt a lot less. You know,
yeah, because there's no light coming off of it. Yeah.
That's another thing, is like it's almost like one of those things where it's like it's nice to sell only because if it didn't sell, you're using it. You know, like in the sense like you want it to sell, but you don't have to sell it to somebody like you would like a, you know, like on a phone call. Like,
well, the whole reason I made these is because I wanted it. You know, like if no one else thought this was cool, I would still have made a batch of them for myself, you know? Yeah. And we talked about that too. At first we were just like, maybe we should just make like 100 of these and just get like a whole bunch of paper scraps and just put them together. And then it was just like, well, how hard would it be to actually make this into something? And it turns out, not, you know, it just, as soon as we figured out kind of like some of the logistics behind it and getting all like, you know, making sure the quality was there and everything, like it wasn't bad. And we kind of streamlined the process and product is in, boxes are there, website is getting built, product's going to get shot. We're going to get this thing up in May. And it's super exciting because it's like, these things are fun.
Yeah, no, this is so I'm amped.
It was worth the lack of sleep for sure. And we've been working on this for a while, but like over the past month or so, like we've been trying to go hard, making sure that all the stuff was ready to go and taken care of. So over just this weekend, I finally got the whole collection, and I started teasing pictures. If you want to follow along, the website is uglybooks.co and Instagram is Ugly Books, but with an extra U at the beginning and an extra S at the end, because some jerk has the Instagram name or whatever.
No, I'll just say it like Ugly Books.
Ugly Books.
Ugly Books. Yeah, that's how it's exciting. Pronounced. Yeah.
I reached out to my friends at Instagram to get that name, but apparently they don't like me, which I didn't know.
Oh, they like me, I think.
Everybody likes you on Instagram.
Yeah. They like me so much that they decided like they don't want to share me with the rest of Instagram. So they
so I got that too. I got that treatment.
They're just keeping me close. We got a few questions here.
All right, let's do it.
Oh.
What?
Did I read that? Okay.
Did we? No. No, there you go. Oh, well, there's a couple of people talking about the streak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did our wicked streak,
which going. To me, still going.
It's fine.
I was figured busy. The regular podcast streak wouldn't last. That's what somebody...
Yeah. We got a few of these.
Guess you guys just said... Fuck the streak. Yes.
Yep.
We got this one. Captain Log 4212021. It's been 30 days since the last Nosecast podcast. After checking daily, I'm starting to lose hope. The consistency the Nose promised appears to have been a lie.
See, that one kind of hurts a little bit because I don't like when someone says that I broke my promise. So I have a question.
In all fairness,
did I technically promise anything?
Yeah, I think we did, but also the last podcast we did say that we might not be back for a little bit because you were getting your second COVID shot.
Oh, I forgot. Oh my God, the second COVID shot was in there. That thing, holy shit! I got hit by a train.
Yeah.
Damn.
Twice.
Yeah. The first one was kind of rough, but the second, the second one hit me hard. And it's like everyone else that I know that got it was just like, oh, my arm hurt and everything was great. My dad and my wife both were just like, I got superhuman strength and I could lift a car. Like everyone I know besides like a couple of people had no problems with it whatsoever. But I literally was picked up by a tornado and thrown three states over.
Do you think it's because... The lack of sleep and the lack of sleep. Probably.
You know, some people might say that and whatever. I laid down on the couch for a couple of days, so that was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sounds, I hate saying this, but it's like sometimes now as an adult, it's kind of nice to get sick.
Can I tell you, I was honestly looking forward to getting side effects from the vaccine because I needed a couple of days off.
Yeah. I hate that. Like when I was in high school, it was like you'd fake sick so that you could take the day off to do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
And it's like now, you know,
if only I had side effects that other people had, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more. But I had 103 fever for 48 hours straight. That shit sucked.
So just a few ticks higher than normal.
Dude,
operating.
It was like I don't get fevers in general. Like, even when I get sick, I rarely get fevers. If I get, like, a 98.9 or a 99.2, it's high for me. So, like, when I get the second shot, I go in, and the nurse is like, so how'd you do on the first shot? I was like, I was kind of sick. It was like the flu, but without a fever, and it was like, you know, it was rough, and then it kind of felt like a stomach virus at the end, and then it went away. It was like about, like, 24 to 28 hours, and then... I just like snapped out of it, and then I felt okay, and then I was just like kind of tired for the next few days. She's like, oh, she's like, you're gonna be really bad then for this one. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
I was like, what do you mean? I was like, do you see a lot of people who get really bad after the second shot? And she's like, no. And I was like, so what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you know, there's been a few. And then in my head, I'm thinking, like, how the fuck do you know who was sick or not? Like, do you follow up with everyone after you give them a shot? Like, how would you even know that someone got sick after the second shot because they don't come back?
Yeah, because it's tracked, dude, 5G.
Right. Oh, there you go. Should have talked to my man, Bill
They're
Gates.
Listening to this podcast before it's even out.
Fuck. So then I was just like, oh, and I kind of like questioned her for a little bit. And she's like, I don't know, whatever. And just like kind of retracted the whole thing. And I was like, oh, okay. So I get the shot and it hurt like a motherfucker. Like the first one didn't hurt. The second one hurt.
They were putting the needle in?
Yeah. And I think she might have just like put it in really fast or something, because I felt it and I was like, ooh. So then I went to the 15-minute like chill out zone and I was okay. And I get in the car.
Sounds like
so,
elementary school.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I get in the car because I had to drive 2 hours away to get it. I get in the car and I'm driving home, and by the end of the second hour, I start feeling really like woozy and like tired and dizzy and shit like that. And I was like, I gotta get out of this car. Get home, and I'm like out of it already. So like literally within 2 hours I was feeling it. And then maybe 2 hours beyond that, I fell asleep, woke up, fever was there, feeling like shit. 5 a.m. I was like, I can't take this anymore. I got out of bed, went to the living room, laid on the couch, put my hoodie up, and that's where I stayed for another 48 hours. Just like,
oh.
And I would take Tylenol and shit like that too, and it would get to the point where the Tylenol would bring the fever down to like 102, 101.5 or something like that, and that felt like relief. So like imagine having like 101.5 fever on like a regular day. You're like, I feel like shit, I'm gonna die. Like this was like, when it got to that point, I was like, finally, like I can just like feel like a human again, you know? And I, no matter what I did and what I took, I couldn't get it to break below 101. So like I started to get a little worried after a while. You know,
melting your brain.
Yeah, it felt like it. Like I couldn't think straight. I couldn't talk. I was like really fucked up. I was like, oh man. I was like, this doesn't seem like a good reaction. You know, and I was starting to get a little upset. And then every now and again, I would get the sweats, and I was like, finally, the fever's breaking. And the sweats would come, and my fever would go down to like 100.8 or something, and I would be like, oh. Finally, and I would feel like normal. But then like an hour would go by and it'd be like 103.2 again. And I'd be like, yo, stop.
Man. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know when we're gonna get them here.
I was counting the hours because the nurse told me, she was like, oh yeah, this one's probably gonna be like 48 hours for you, she told me. And I was like, oh fuck. I was counting the hours to see like where it was going to land, like when the fever was finally going to cut. And it was really like, it was like 48 or 49 hours and it stopped and that was it. And, I went in, I sat with the kids and I ate like a little something for dinner, 'cause I wasn't hungry. I wasn't tired.
Turkey sandwich.
I didn't have a turkey sandwich. What'd I have? My wife made me something. It was good. It was like extra tasty, you know?
Yeah.
And then the following day was my daughter's second birthday, and I tried to take a shower, and I was in the shower, and I just, like, the heat of the shower just made me really, really dizzy, and I, like, almost passed out in the shower because I was so fucked up from the past 2.5 days, whatever it was. And I was just like, okay, I should probably just, like, continue, like, sitting down for a little bit.
Yeah.
So it took me like the next 12 hours or so, I was totally out of it. And then after that, I kind of felt great. And then that was it. And it was fine. And that was it. But it really knocked me on my ass. And it kind of threw off a lot of things. I was like expecting there to be like a little bit going on, you know? So I like took the day off after it, but like it did a number on me. Like, I'm glad I did it, you know, but like it sucked.
I bet I'll be fine.
Yeah, you will be fine. I promise you'll be fine. It's not, nothing's gonna happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be fine. Like everyone else, everyone's like the fact that my wife and my dad were just like they, we kept calling it Hulkamania. Like they literally were just like unstoppable. Like my wife like kicked my door in. She was like, whoa.
Yeah. Them and Donald Trump.
They got the magic serum. I got this shit end.
Yeah. Donald Trump did fine.
Yeah, he was good. He was fine.
Yo, that reminds me of when you're describing like taking a hot shower and feeling like you're gonna pass out.
Yeah.
Every morning, like 30 minutes before I eat, I was taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
And it made me like it down to the minute, like 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Before I would eat something.
Really sick.
Dude, a wave would hit me.
Yeah.
Of dizziness.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just like this sick, ill feeling. And then it would be gone in like 10 minutes. And then I would eat and like, but
what time do you exercise during the day?
Recently?
Well, when you used to exercise, what, like
night,
like at nighttime? Yeah. Like what time at night?
It depends. Like if I'm running, it's like 8 or 9.
Okay.
But if I'm working out, I guess, now that I'm at home, like I can work out in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Right. Like right. Noon.
How about you?
Well, I used to, during like regular life, I used to do like, somewhere between like 9:30, 10:30 in the morning. So I would work out and then, you know, like clean up and then fucking eat lunch. So that would be like kind of a routine. But like when I was younger, in my early 20s, I used to work out in the morning before work.
Yeah.
And it was great because I would get like a good workout in, and then I would go take a shower, I'd go to work, whatever. But at some point, I don't know if I started working too late at night and not getting enough sleep or something like that. But I would start working out and then it would make me physically sick. Like I was overexerting myself in the morning.
Yeah.
And it would just make me so nauseous that I would just be like, all right, I'm done. This is no more for this. No more for me on this.
I did notice, like, you know, they tell you like that'll make your day really good if you wake up early and work out and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to wake up as well, like when I worked in an office, and I would go to the gym before going to work.
Yeah.
So I'd get up at like
5 like or something. 5.
Yeah. Yeah, like 4:35. And then like I do remember like I would have no energy in the morning because I had like I was like at like such a calorie deficit or not calorie deficit because I haven't eaten anything yet, but like just like energy.
Yeah.
That I like couldn't lift weights. And I ended up having to lift weights like in the afternoon.
Dude, you know what's so funny about that is So Brian, who we've mentioned on the show before, mutual friend. Well, he's not your friend. You hate him.
Yeah, he's not my friend.
Yeah, he's not your friend. He's my trainer also. So what we would do a lot of times, like the nights that I would work like to like 3:30 in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning or something, and then get up at like 7 and then head over to the gym, he'd always just be like, yo, we're doing chest today. And I'd be like, all right, cool. And I would be like, just heads up, I haven't slept or eaten anything yet. And he's like, all right. And I would always push more weight on those days. So I would always just be like, yo, tell your clients to not eat or sleep if they want to get a good workout.
No, but did you find like, I found I could lift a lot heavier, but it would be like, there was no taper off.
It was like,
I lift like tell four me, times.
Me, it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it always worked out that way.
Yeah. Your body thinks it's dying and then it's like going to get a kill. Yeah. It's about to get some food. And then you don't feed it.
Yeah. I showed that thing.
Dang. Do we jump into the hot minute?
No, finish those other two.
Okay, you want me to finish?
Yeah, finish those other two. I like that first one especially.
Okay. Brent is in jail, isn't he? Finally got caught killing all those people. I assume that's why it's been over a month of no podcasts. Fucking Brent.
Now, see, the end of that, I really agree with the fucking Brent part.
No, I haven't been caught yet.
No, he's not going to get, you think somebody this sly is going to get caught? You think someone this bold and brazen that's on a podcast is going to get caught that easily?
Yeah. I mean, Isn't that why serial killers are usually hard to catch?
Yeah, because they just like they put themselves out there in such a way that they're like, can't be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it turns out you're the serial killer?
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
But the whole time, like, you've been trying to convince me, like, yo, you should try it. You should try it for the podcast.
Just do it. Just tell me the story on the podcast. It'd be great. People will love it.
We got another question.
Yeah.
I need to know, is John adopting any 22-year-olds? Don't get me wrong. I love my parents. And sure, I'm legally an adult, so I can't be adopted. But the question still stands. Is John adopting anyone?
So I'm curious. What part of the adoption is this person looking for? Like, do they want me to, like, buy them clothes and food?
John already does that for me, and I didn't have to get adopted.
Because I'm, like, thinking about, like, stuff that I do for my kids, you know? Like, I buy them clothes, and I buy them food, and they have a place to live. But, and like,
that's it?
Where, like, do you need me to wipe your ass? Like,
whoa.
You got a diaper well, now that that's on changing? The table.
Yeah, I feel like you could still adopt an adult, technically.
I guess. I mean, is it like do they want to come to family events? I mean, I guess that could be arranged if you really want it.
Would you want that though?
I don't know.
I want all the financial incentive without the going to events.
You want to be written into my will.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get that chunk of ugly books when I die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you want the ugly books trust fund.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just that. That's all I need. You know what? Are you sure that I'll die before you?
Yes, 100%.
Pretty sure. You should write me into your will then.
I know.
You should write me into your will.
That you're going to die before me?
No, fucking waste of ink. No. That I get like when you die 50%.
No, I'm going to outlive you.
No, I know. So that's why you should write it into your will as Brent's not going to outlive me.
That's a waste.
No, Brent's not.
I'm going to say that if I'm okay in my will, I will put this on record right now. In my will, I will write that if I die before you, someone will be dispatched to murder you within 24 hours. Yeah.
I'm the only murderer, you know. I'll be dispatched to murder myself.
I'm Sicilian. I'll find somebody. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, your uncle.
Yeah.
Your uncle.
So within 24 hours, if I die and you're not dead, you will be. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's a deal.
Yeah. And then if you survive the murder, if you survive the murder attempt, you get a box of Swedish fish.
Oh man, I love Swedish fish.
There you go.
This is a win-win.
It's safe.
I don't know what you just got yourself into.
I mean, I'm psyched on that. I would be all right with that.
Yeah. You like Swedish fish?
I love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some. You there's love like him? An organic version. There's an organic version that we found. It's called Delish Fish.
Oh wow.
They're really good.
Delish
they're not
fish.
As they're not as hard as Swedish fish. You know, like Swedish fish got that density to it. They're a little softer than that, but they're very good. And they're organic.
I kind of like the density.
I do too. These are slightly different. They used to be when I lived in Brooklyn. There was a bodega right by my apartment that had these like gummies or whatever that I've never seen before and I've never seen since. I think the company might even be out of business. But this. These like organic Delish fish or whatever are very similar, and it's makes me feel good.
Now, what's the difference between a bodega and a 7-Eleven?
Oh, huge difference. Huge,
is it just a regular difference. Little grocery store then? Bodegas?
No. I don't know how to explain this if you've never been in one. So if in a city environment, you have. Apartment, 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 store, store, apartment, apartment, store, apartment, store, blah, 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 blah. All buildings next to each other, right? There's doors in, you know, a bodega, I mean, is usually, a lot of times they're on the corner, actually. A bodega is just like this little, tiny little market. It's like the size of, like this studio, you know?
Yeah.
It could be like
7-Eleven.
No. A 7-Eleven is like a store. Like when you walk into a 7-Eleven.
No, but size wise.
No, it's like a quarter of the size of a 7-Eleven.
It's like a gas station.
Yeah. I guess it would be comparable to like what I imagine like because I've been places where like gas station markets are the size of 7-Elevens.
Convenience store.
See, okay, so where I grew up, a convenience store and a 7-Eleven are interchangeable.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah, so a bodega is not that. A bodega is you walk in, it's probably like 5 to 10 feet wide. The person who's working the bodega is right up at the front, possibly with bulletproof glass in front of them.
Okay.
A lot of times the shit that's on the shelf has been there for like 5 years. There's usually like a cat walking around, a bodega cat walking around. A lot of people go there to buy like smoking stuff or like, you know, like there was also like, we had like a nice bodega by us that was actually just like a small little market where you could get like milk and bread and paper towels and, you know, shit like that, you know, cereal or whatever. And then some of that are just like totally just like, they look like they're a front for like running drugs out of or something like that. But they're generally pretty small. I'm trying to think of like if it's been in any movies or TV shows that I can even explain to you.
So I've seen it in movies and TV shows, but I don't understand what separates it from just being a convenience store.
I guess it's similar to a convenience store. It's just different because it's like the placement of it and how it's, you know, like it's not super convenient because they generally don't have much.
Follow-up question.
Like they'll be like the most convenient thing that you can get there is like the candy up at the front of the store. You know, everything else is kind of a crapshoot.
So then I got a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Stoop.
Yeah.
This is two steps.
Oh, no, this fucking Taylor Swift question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stoop is not... No, a stoop... So it... Two steps. So, okay. Did we talk about this or did we?
Yeah, we did. But
did we cut it out because I got too angry?
Oh, did we cut it out?
I think we might have cut it out because I was like really pissed. Years back, Taylor Swift like bought an apartment in Manhattan and then she did this thing like Taylor guides Swift to like New York lingo. And then one of the things she did, like she said bodega, a corner store, blah, 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 whatever, you know? She did stoop and she was like, the rest of the world calls this a porch, but in New York they call it a stoop. And it's like, no, those are two totally different things. A porch is like a deck that like wraps around a house with a couple of steps, right? Like that's a porch. A stoop is anywhere from like 2 to 3 steps to like 15 steps that just goes up to the front
into
door
a doorway
of a doorway. Right. And that is just like, that is a much different thing because it'll be like stoop after stoop after stoop after stoop, house, you know, like some people call them row houses, you know?
Yes.
It's like that kind of thing. Like that is a stoop. Anything that's kind of like a few steps up with like a minor landing and then the doorway, that's a stoop.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I know that. Taylor didn't know that.
Taylor Swift didn't know that.
Taylor Swift did not know
that. I don't know how anyone in New York let her get away with that.
Yeah, how did that not get passed through like a PR?
I don't know. It's so frustrating to me. I just can't. I still lay up at night thinking about that. That happened like 8 years ago. Maybe it was even like 10 years ago. I still think about it all the time. I'm so mad at it.
This was like early on in our podcast. You got so angry about it that we had to cut it out.
Yeah, it was just like... It was like overwhelming.
Yeah. We had to quit recording for like a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. I had to take 10.
Yeah, yeah. You had to go to the chill out zone.
Yeah, I did.
You want to do the hot minute?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what are we? Oh, we're like 45 minutes in. Yeah, we'll do the hot minute. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah,
we're working. This is like 11:30 at night. We're doing this right now, and I still got work I got to finish. So we should probably wrap this up.
Yep.
This is our return back to the streak. Or I mean the streak's still going.
Yeah, this is still a streak.
Yeah, no, we just had to take quick intermission.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned that there was going to be like an intermission.
Keep saying that, but I don't remember us actually doing that. I think we just said that to each other.
Well, it still counts.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, this is the hot minute.
Yo, wait a second. Hold on real quick. Did you watch that UFC thing last night?
Oh, yeah. I actually want to talk to you about that.
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of UFC or watching fights for that matter. But like I did happen to catch like a brief second of it last night. And what I saw was troubling.
Except for, you know what? Anyone listening is going to be like, troubling? Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, I heard the matches were crazy, but all I saw was 15,000 screaming Floridians shoulder to shoulder without wearing masks spitting on each other.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Florida cured like everyone million. Of COVID.
Yeah, just like we don't need vaccines. We're just going to give everybody COVID.
I love these people. So I got a story for you. There's a couple of spots in my house that need some like spackling.
Yeah.
Right. A couple of spots where there's like an issue from when we had some work done that need to get fixed.
When you say spackling, do you just mean drywall?
No, spackling like the mud that goes onto the drywall. You know what I'm talking
textured?
About?
Textured?
Huh?
Like it's textured?
No, like, you know, drywall sheetrock are like boards.
Yeah.
You put the boards up and then the seams you have to cover with like that putty.
Yeah.
That's spackling.
I never heard spackling before.
What do you call it?
Just drywalling.
All right. Well, the drywalling is actually putting it up. But then like when you have to, cover the seams and flatten it out, is this different? Does this not exist in Canada?
I just always called it mudding and taping.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I need. I needed a mud guy who can handle the tape and not do a shit job like the other people that were here.
Very hard to come by.
I know. No, trust me. I know. My dad is an expert at it.
Yeah.
But he hurt his shoulder when I had him doing some other stuff here, so I didn't want to make him hurt his shoulder again. So I tried to find another guy. Right. So one of the painters that I work with was just like, oh, I got a guy. He's like, I'll let him know that you need some help. So the guy calls me. I could tell over the phone that he's white trash. So I was like, ah. So I was like, let me just give this guy a chance. So he shows up, older guy, right? Definitely white trash. And I walk out of the house and I start putting on my mask like deliberately because I have a feeling like this guy's not going to be into it. And I go, oh, I hope you don't mind. He goes, ah, it's no problem. He goes, I don't believe in that anyway. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. And I was like, oh, no, you don't believe in it? No. He's like, no, I don't think any of that's real. And I'm like, okay. He's like, plus I already had COVID. It's, whatever. And I was like, oh, he had it. Okay.
So you don't believe in it, but you had it?
Doesn't believe in it, but he has it. He had it. And he starts gathering his stuff to walk in to like take a look at it. And I was like, you mind putting on a mask? And he's like, oh, you want me to put on a mask? And I said, yeah. So he was like, all right. And then he starts grumbling on about it. It's not even real. You don't even need this, whatever. So like when he's in the house and he's like talking, he's like, oh, yeah, we could do this and we could do that. And he's like telling me nothing that I want to hear. So immediate, like regardless of this guy is like a magician, and like the COVID thing is bothering me. Like if this guy was just like COVID is a hoax and I'm going to spit in your mouth, but I can fix this spackling issue within like a half an hour, I'd be like, cool, man, let her rip, But like this guy came in, he was just like, he's like, this is going to be such a hassle, blah, 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 blah. And like, I know what goes into this, I've worked with my father for years and years and years. So like, I've witnessed it and I know how to, I'm not good at it, but like, I know what needs to be done. So the whole time, like his mask is just like hanging on the top of his lip And I can't even like listen to what he's saying anymore because his stupid nose is hanging out the top of it. And I keep like using my eyes to try and like force him to like put the mask back over his nose, you know? And then finally he does it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And like, I like kind of force him out. Great. See you later. He walks to his truck. Yeah, right. Tickling my nose.
Scratching your nose.
So he walks out to his truck. He takes the mask off as soon as he possibly can, right? And I stay at the stoop, and I'm like, I'm not even going to go near this guy. I'm like, all right, thanks. He's like, all right, I'll let you know in a couple of days. I was like, you do that. I'll talk to you later. And then I instantly a couple of days. I run inside. I get all the Clorox, and I start, like, wiping shit down or whatever. And I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, I can't wait till this is over because I can't deal with, like, seeing people's stupidity, like, on a silver platter anymore. Like when people used to be stupid before COVID, it was just like you didn't always run into their stupidity. You know, like you could talk to like a dumbass and not have to deal with their dumbass decisions.
But like you didn't have to talk politics or religion.
Right. No one had to tell me what they think about politics. No one had to tell me what they thought about like science and all this shit. Like you could like live as human beings. And just kind of like interact with one another. And if someone said something kind of weird, you'd chuckle and that'd be the end of it. But like now when someone says something stupid, it's like it feels like life threatening. You know?
It's an illusion. It's an illusion though. I think you just gotta pretend they've always been we weren't faced with it, but
it just sucks to have to like deal with other people's shortcomings, like in this kind of direct, you know, threatening kind of way. And like this guy's sitting here telling me, he's like, ah, it's not even real. It doesn't even do anything. Meanwhile, my neighbor across the street's mom died because of it, you know, like, and it's like, okay. All right, fine. You don't believe in it. That's cool. But like, you know what? I don't want to hear about it. Just put on the stupid fucking mask and come and look at the street rock.
Yo, this whole conversation around it kind of sucks too, only because it's like you can't even have like a good conversation about it because it's just like you're either like an anti-COVID person or a pro.
I know.
To say obviously COVID's a really big deal, but it's been like largely mismanaged across the board. And I'm 100%. Not even saying like that's a hard thing because like everybody we didn't know about it. So it's like, of course it was going to be mismanaged across the board.
Well, and the thing is too, is everyone's mismanaged it, whether you know what you're doing or not, because the people who know what they're doing are still learning about it. And the people who don't know what they're doing are taking direction or not from the people who are still learning about it. And it's all happening in real time.
And unfortunately, a lot of those, I hope this isn't controversial. A lot of conspiracy theorists are obviously like not educated. and so they can't.
Yeah.
So if you're told something and then later you're told like, oh, actually we got it wrong. Here's what you should do. It's like, that's not okay.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? That's not what you told me. And it's like, yeah, well, we didn't know. And it's like, it's like you're dealing with children.
It's super frustrating. And it's just like this guy was clearly not a bright individual. But, like, he knows better than the world's top scientists and doctors, though. You know what I mean? It just drives me nuts to see how confident these people are that it's fake and it's not real and it's not going to hurt you. But, like, just sit them in front of a fucking computer and ask them to turn it on. They're going to be like, it's a little out of my league.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, like, I'm not even that I'll, like, come up with a design idea. Or like a solution, and then I'll send it to you and you'll be like, yeah, like it looks good. And I'll be like, I'll start questioning. I'll be like, shit, is this right? And this is what I do all day.
Yeah.
So it's like, how am I going to be confident and be like, COVID's not real?
Dude, and it's also like one of those things where it's just like you can be an expert in a lot of things, but you can't be an expert in everything. Like, I like to think I'm a reasonably intelligent person, but I am by no means a fucking germ pandemic expert virus, you know, where like I'm going to have to rely on some people who actually spend more time on this than I do, you know, like, and I'm going to have to trust them a little bit if I feel like I can help the community around me.
Yo, the funniest thing in the world, and I think I brought this up on the podcast a long time ago. Me and Aaron were at Costco early on, like when this was probably like 2 weeks into kind of, I guess it would have been like, for me, it would have been like March.
The beginning of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy in Costco was like complaining about the rest of Canada. And he's like, Maybe they just need to take note of what we're doing. And me and him are in Costco with no masks because there wasn't like required or anything.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, well, yeah, but it, like something about like population density and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, you know yeah.
Like there's like 80,000 people in my city. And it's just like, and he's like, hmm? Like he's like, what? Like what kind of point are you trying to make? You
know what does that mean?
It's like, okay. It's like, it's going to get bad. It got bad.
Yeah, there's so many factors that these people don't think about. It's just, oh my God, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's just like, it's the most frustrating thing. And it's like to go through every day. Like that's the part about like isolating and not leaving the house is that you can kind of shield yourself from like the ignorance that you've run into on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know? And then as soon as like, now they've started to like ease things up a little bit in New York, because so much of New York has been vaccinated and not enough yet, but like a lot, you know, I think it's, the numbers are pretty high at this point. It's like almost 50% of the state has already gotten at least one shot. And I think like 35% is like fully vaccinated or something. So that's a good start, you know, and they're kind of, they What's have requirements the numbers they need? And shit, you know,
like 98 or something.
What'd you say?
89. Isn't like, for it to be effective. What is the number? Like 98?
I think it's like, 89 I think it's like 70. Like
oh, really?
I think it's like 70%. But don't take my word for it. I'm not an expert.
Yeah. Either way, it's on its way.
Either way, that. So, like, I'm starting to, like, do things a little bit more normally, feeling like I'm vaccinated. I feel a little bit better. My wife is vaccinated. My family members are vaccinated. I feel a little bit better about going to the store and getting something without feeling like there's doom around the corner. I can do that. But the more and more I do that, the more I'm interacting with people in the outside world, and I'm getting disappointed.
Dude, that's a hard thing because it's like I do feel like it's weird because I want to be able to say out loud like I don't care about any of this. I mean I do to a degree, but it's like there is like a social pressure to be like informed, and I kind of don't want to be a part of it. And I mean that's like
well, it sucks. I mean That's the problem with living in countries like ours is that it's been so easy, for a lot of people where we live, because it's just like that's just the time and place that we live in, and you know, like for who we are in the time and place, it's just like you don't have to worry about certain things like that. But
I guess I just want to I'll follow the rules. Like if you want me to wear a mask, okay.
Yeah, which is honestly, that's what it should just be. It should just be like, there should just be like, should just make fucking laws. Just be like, you have to do this.
Yeah, it's like, crazy that it's
sorry,
to that.
But you have to do this now. And if you don't like it, you're going to get arrested. I don't know, man. It's just like, that's what it seems like they should do at this point. It's insane.
Yeah. Especially where we're in like our third wave. I mean, Canada's not doing great.
Yeah.
You know? So
It's so crazy that we're still going through this. You know, like if you told me at the beginning that it was going to last more than 2 weeks, actually, my wife did. She was just like, she had like her bunker box. She's like, listen, we're going to hunker down and we're going to be like quarantined for 2 weeks. We got to have food and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's not going to be 2 weeks. Like, get out of here. But cut to like a year and a half later.
I thought it was going to be like 2 months max.
Yeah.
Once it kind of got like serious. I mean, we were talking like, I think last year, April, they're like, end of April, it'd probably be over.
Oh, God. Everyone, it was always like the end of April, by the 4th of July, by this, by that, the warm weather, the this, that, the other thing. I'm just like, I'm so sick and tired of it at this point. I'm just like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to stay in my house.
No, that's what I mean is I'm sick and tired of all of that. Like that, it's like, cool, just tell me what you think is going to work the best. I'll do it.
Right.
I'll stay in my house. You don't want me to leave? I don't care about that. Let's just.
Right. I took the shot, man. I did my time. I still don't want to leave my house. I'm good. Yeah. And I don't want to give up my mask now. I like my mask. I like being shielded from all these fucking idiots.
Yeah. No, I first off, I don't have to fake human emotion.
Yeah. That's right. Like, you don't have to smile at anybody.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And I can be friendly and not like, I could just be me. I could just walk around.
I feel like it has had this kind of, so whenever I would be out in public, I'm generally a talk to strangers type of person.
You're the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll smile at people. I talk to them. I start a conversation when I'm online with something, blah, blah, blah. I generally enjoy talking to strangers for the most part. I didn't learn shit when I was a kid, obviously.
You need to stay away.
I see a guy with a van and candy, I am in. So
you got Swedish fish?
Yeah. Yo, you got those delish fish? But like, it's like, I don't know if like being kind of like isolated for as long as we have has had like a negative impact on that, because now like when I go to certain stores and people like look at me, I'm just like, just don't look at me, like, fucking, I got the mask on, you can't see me smile, so don't even worry about it, you know.
You know what, I was just telling somebody this the other day, for the first like the last like 6 months when I have gone into a coffee shop to get a coffee or something like that,
yeah,
I like leave and I'm always like, I'll talk to Aaron, I'll be like, man, that person was socially awkward, right? and then it's kept happening and I'm like, oh shit, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm the socially awkward one that like couldn't hold a conversation. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, because they're dealing with people all day, they're probably like getting better, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that person was weird.
Yeah. Like, what are they acting weird like that for?
Yeah. Why were they looking at me like that? That was weird. Man. Yeah. Turns out I'm the socially weird one now. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm here to stay.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Are we gonna keep this up?
Which part?
The podcast week to week? Month to month?
I promise the streak will continue. However, I will not promise how long it is in between shows. I think by the streak continuing, it just means that we're not going to skip a number. So we won't go from like episode 50 to 53. So as long as we keep on track with the number system, I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I foresee this going week to week.
Yeah, sure. I don't think, you know what though? I don't think, I feel like, well, next week might work. Next week might work. My wife and I are actually going to take a short trip this weekend.
It sounds like you're going to murder your wife.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That's usually what I do with people. Go on a short trip.
Go on a short trip. Yeah.
You know what's hard about, I really enjoy doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I like it when it's consistent.
Sure.
Feels great.
Yeah.
It's hard because it's like we're doing it. I mean, maybe we didn't do it about design today. It's like we're doing it about design, which we both love.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes design gets in the way.
Well, that's what, yeah. I mean, dude, that's exactly what happened. Like, we had to work.
Yeah.
We had to work. Like, this is, it's fun to do this, but like, you know, got to pay the bills first. Because this doesn't pay the bills. Unless you guys want to hear sponsored commercials in the middle of it, which I don't think anybody wants.
But you know what? Even if...
Wait, hold on, Brent. I need to read this ad for Casper Mattresses. You want a mattress delivered to your house in a box? Then use code NOSE400 and then, they deliver in a box. They put a mattress in a box. You didn't know that?
A small box.
Small box. A really tiny box. Yeah. And then you open up the box and the mattress like shoots out and like fucking knocks you out across the
room. Like a clown car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the problem is too? Is
wait,
like,
hold on. I got another ad here. This is from MailChimp. Sign up for
don't
MailChimp.
Give these people any kind of credit. All right?
Yeah, no. What are you saying? Wait, hold on. Squarespace. Hold on. I got Squarespace.
Oh, man. How bad is Squarespace's new...
I'm extremely like disappointed with the current state of Squarespace. It was always good for like a quick website or whatever. It's just like not thrilled. I'm not thrilled.
No, it's just become like this.
I know you people out there nested, know what I'm talking about.
It's nested garbage now.
It's convoluted.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could like write something to them and just be like, hey, you guys, I don't mean to blow you up on the internet, but this is not as easy as it used to be.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is the problem with doing ads is I would like willingly throw away my integrity for some money.
Yeah, you would. I'm not gonna.
And do I that, wouldn't. Though. I don't. I wouldn't use these. I wouldn't be proud to promote Adobe or Squarespace.
I use both of those things.
I do too. I use them because they're the only. Unfortunately,
I don't have a. What am I gonna use? Wix. No, I'm not using that. No.
Yeah.
I'll give a free shout out to Semplice, the platform that's it's like a framework that works on top of WordPress. That shit is awesome. It's great. If you're building, you could build like a really beautiful website with it. That's a free shout out right there because it's like legit really good.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Oh.
What?
I got a brush pack out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the end of the show, everybody. Go ahead.
Bunch of fake ads.
Yeah. We did fake ads, but we don't want to hear about it. What's your brush pack? Tell me about your brush pack, Brent.
My brush pack is called Desperado. It's just a collection of 12 brushes that I've...
couldn't do it. My lips are too dry.
People like it.
People like it? You got rave reviews? Yeah.
I don't have reviews.
Hold on. I got the reviews are in. Let me see. I got the reviews right here, Brent. Michael in Toledo says, brush pack was mediocre. I don't even have an iPad. So that's a good first review. We got Rose in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She says, who's Brent? What is Desperado?
But the brushes were good, right?
She doesn't even mention the brushes. I don't even
know. 5 stars though.
I don't even know what I don't understand this review actually.
Yeah.
We got a Charlie in Texas.
Yeah. Ooh.
He said love him.
Florida and Texas love the brushes.
He loves them. I think it's the Desperado thing. He really likes them.
Oh, yeah. Texas and Montana love them.
And then we have another one. Comes from a B period Bates. says garbage. It's all it says. It's just the word garbage.
Damn it, man. This must have been my dad.
So the reviews are in. Mostly bad.
Yeah,
but mostly that. Buy a pack and see for yourself. Where do you get them?
Hey, man, I mean, you can get them from my website or link in my Instagram bio, brentbates.ca.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Shop. You sound really fucking confused by your own website right there.
Yeah, I was questioning whether it was like an old website URL that I used to have before. Because here's the problem is Dropbox or GoDaddy held my domain hostage for like 4 years. Oh,
it'll do that. Yeah, it'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was trying to sell it to me for like $60 a month or something, or $60 a year. So.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
I said no. So yeah, you could pick up the brush pack at brentbates.ca.
And what is the what is the username for your OnlyFans account?
Brent Baby Brent.
Baby Brent.
Baby Brent.
Jesus Christ. Oh God. Why did I open that can of worms?
Now I gotta go set this up.
Oh my God. Ew.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Hey man, everyone. You like the brush pack.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. It's fine. It does its job. It does what you need a Procreate brush pack to do. It needs to work well and not to be flashy, and that's what it does.
I mean, if you look at my work, it's literally the brushes that I use.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I don't like when people put out brush packs that have like such specific textures and shit like that. Cause I'm just like, I can use this one time.
So that was my, I'll say like, I was kind of like, man, I only have 12 brushes.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I be making more? And it's like, I use six of these every day.
Yep.
And then the other six I use like occasionally.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's same
like, way. Why would I have 48 like
my go-to, like my three or four brushes that I use every single day, and then a handful that I'll use like for different styles or whatever. But like that's all you need. Like what do you need?
Yeah.
Like before I was using Procreate, man, I had like two pens that I would use for everything.
That's the thing is, like, I actually only really use two brushes right now.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Like, I know exactly what I'm using for the style that I'm working in. And I don't need 40 different versions of it.
I'm glad that towards the end of this podcast, my internet decided to go.
Oh.
And decided to get real fuzzy.
You're doing right at the end. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, nobody needs to hear more from you. That's all right. We're going to wrap this one up anyway. We're back. No, we didn't go anywhere. Everything's fine. Don't even worry about it. The streak is alive. Streak counts. What is April anyway? Go check out Ugly Books. Do yourself a favor and check out Ugly Books. Ugly Books. UGLYBOOKSS on Instagram. We're going to do social media shit and try to be socially media friendly with Ugly Books. And there'll be more to come. We'll talk about it a little bit because it's fun. And you can follow Contino Studio on Instagram and then send your questions to nosecast.com.
Or don't.
We got some weird anonymous ones that were just why are you people so negative? But there was only a couple of them. The rest of them are pretty fun. So keep doing your thing. But if you're going to be a weird asshole, own up and be a human being. It's so weird. When people say something, shitty and they want to be anonymous. I'm putting my stupid face on the internet talking,
Yeah.
If you got something to say.
I mean, it's not easy, right?
Oh, come on, bro.
it's not easy.
Listen.
Putting yourself out there.
My 8-year-old daughter says bro now, and I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
She's oh, look at that, bro. And I'm like, this is hilarious.
Oh, I was going to say, I attack people on social media, but with my face. People see my name.
You do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. You're a real piece of shit, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never anonymous, though.
Nope. If you're going to do it, don't be anonymous, which is something that I thought the internet was going to be great at, was people being anonymous shit talkers. But it turns out everyone wants to be known for being a known shit talker.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be that person who's an anonymous shit talker, at least do it through AOL.com or something like that.
Yeah, you Twitter egg.
All right, guys. We'll see you as the streak continues. Stay up! A frozen break that paralyzes the truth! Melting to the source of freaking